back then, the most people worked in some kind of farming around here.
Yeah, that's the biggest they done until they started them tractors, farming. Because all the plantation down here used to be full. And when they were building their army up yonder, his gang of them come down here and live. Gang of them, when it first started, the army first up there started to build their army. I remember how they crowd them come down in here. And some of them down in here now, them all these plantations used to be full. They were blind then.
Yeah.
But after they went to using the tractors, the young crowd, some of them, all of them, all the young crowd along with me, they left.
Well, when did they start using the tractors? Back in the 40s or earlier than that?
I don't know what year.
Was it like when you were young?
Yeah, I think I was old then.
You were already maybe back about the time of the war? About in the 40s and 50s maybe?
I don't think so. Cause
it was
late? I don't know exactly. Because now, they now by how long automobile been...
I see.
In a session down in here, said it's been 50 years.
Sure. Okay, well, what crops, excuse me, go ahead. What did you start to say?
I said, it's 50 years, been 50, you talking about the first automobile was, he said, over the television, he said, it was Zeppelin down in here and they paid $150 for some and $200 for some.
Do you remember who had the first automobile around here? You remember the first time you saw one?
The first time I saw one was Miss Lena up there. Oh, Miss one that lady you called. Yeah. Old lady.
Yeah, Miss O'Leary.
Miss O'Leary. Well, now, he was the first one on the automobile.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was the first time I know they were living in automobile. And then he was staying up there in that house. He had some goods and things.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, what sort of farming mostly did they do? What were the biggest crops around here?
It would be on these big plantation things.
Would they have more cotton or more corn or more peanuts or what?
Yeah, they had more cotton and corn then when they was back yonder than they got now. Cause I can remember when some colored folk would they had what when I was picking cotton, I was $250 wasn't nothing for me to pick.
250 pounds? Yeah. It was hard work though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't so hard. Man.
You have to bend over a lot.
You had to stay bend over a lot.
Did you wear one of those things draped over your shoulder? You know, I've never seen them pick it by hand. Have you? I don't know what you're using.
I picked it.
Yeah.
I wore them sacks. And that is, let's see, Miss Ruth taught school here and started teaching school here in 2024, I think. You know Mr. Joe I was the first somebody to dress Mr. Joe for to go to school, and the last time, and he went to the army and stayed 6 months. Here, Mr. Ed